Praise the Lord. I call you Jesus. Amen. You are worthy to be praised. God, there is none like you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you to the midweek service for New Creation Christian Ministries. It is our prayer that you are having a blessed day, that the Lord is meeting you mightily on today. Remember to keep the name of Jesus in the forefront of your mind. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is joy and peace in the name of Jesus. So continue to call on the name of Jesus, the name above every name. So we welcome you to the broadcast, to the midweek worship service on today. We ask that you get on the phone and call somebody. Let them know that Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church is on the internet, on the phone, and we are coming live with a rhema, right now word from the Lord. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name. We thank you, O God, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing, hallelujah, in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, divine manifestation of your power. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are always with us, that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us. We thank you for what you're about to do on this, during this hour, even as we come before you to hear your word, oh God. Bless the man of God, hallelujah, Pastor Anthony Simmons, as he begins to bring forth your word, God, in power and in spirit, God. We just thank you, hallelujah. We ask that you speak to our hearts on today. We need a word from you. Speak to each and every individual, Father God, that is gathered in this place, and every person, Father God, that is yet on their way, and those who will listen to the archives. We ask that you will speak, Lord. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing. We thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for life more abundantly. So, Lord, even as we go into this next worship song, believing you and believing your word, we ask that you continue to have your way in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into this next worship song. And right after that, the very next voice that you hear will be that of Pastor Anthony Simmons. So prepare yourself to hear the word. Amen. Hallelujah.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. The stressed, the depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. My brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life, you are the head and not the tail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die.
Let's not lose another person to a senseless death, substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing.
I speak life. You're gonna live. Oh, my brother.
Say it again.
I speak life. You are the head and not.
Make your heart bless.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We speak life to you today. We thank God for you and his word, which surpass all understanding. The word says, heaven and earth, it shall pass away, but the word of our God that we serve, Jehovah, hallelujah, El Shaddai, the God that you and I serve, his name is Jesus. His word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So as we partake of his word today, this word, believe me, saint of the living God, will not, in the name of Jesus, come back void. I just believe the Bible today. I believe the word of God, and God and his word won't fail you and I. Acts chapter 2. We are going to be speaking very briefly from Acts chapter 2. Again, we thank God for you, Pastor. I'm excited, amen, about our future and the people of God's future. Our best days are ahead of us. I declare that over your life already, that your best days are ahead of you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, greater is coming to you and your household in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. The Acts of the Apostles, glory be to God, chapter 2, verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as my wife and I pray during this worship service, Lord, this time together, bless this moment, Lord, that we share with those listening, those who will listen to the recording in the name of Jesus. Thank you for breakthrough, manifestation of miracles. Thank you for you have keeping saving grace over our lives. So, Lord, minister to me and minister through me as I declare your word over your people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they, glory be to God, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 12 says, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, somebody say, but Peter, glory be to God. When you see that but, there's an exception to what is about to take place. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Glory be to God. That's what I briefly want to talk about with you today. This is that. I want to speak from that theme, this is that. My wife was honored to speak in Jersey City at a friend of ours, the Pastor Cooper's church, in Higher Heights Church over in Jersey City, and she spoke from this text, Acts chapter 2. And as she brought forth the word, these three words, this is that, stuck in my spirit. And many of the people there listening to my wife bring forth the word and the prophetic word of God in our hearing, I'm here to remind you today that this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Glory be to God. I decree and declare over my life and your life that if you continue to be honored, if you continue to walk with God, as you continue to walk by faith and not by sight, as you continue to move forward, believing God for the promises which are yea and amen over your life. There has been a prophetic word over your life. There has been a promise from your mother's womb over your life. There is a promise of protection as you go ahead to fulfill and accomplish that which God has purposed for you to do in your lifetime. There is going to be proof someday. Glory be to God. I said there is going to be evidence, and your dreams and your vision is going to be a reality one day. There is going to be some substance to your faith if you do not quit, if you do not stop, if you do not give up on God, God will not give up on you. Hallelujah. We see here in the book of Acts, the second chapter, that Jesus gave his disciples a promise. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not just abandon you. I know I walked with you on the earth for 33 and a half years. I taught you and you sat at my feet for 3.5 years. I gave you power, dunamis, dynamite, explosive power and energy to fulfill the purpose of God on your life. But you must wait until the promise of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, God, glory be to God, inside of you, manifests in the earth realm. Don't do nothing without the Holy Ghost, without the anointing of Almighty God. Wait until I visit the earth realm supernaturally, and God will get the glory out of your life as you continue to serve me. And the disciples were all in one place, the Bible says, on one accord. Lord, help us in this hour in which we are living to be in one place and to be on one accord. I know there might be a calling on your life. I know that God, glory be to God, has a mandate for you to do in your lifetime. But this is just a prayer of me as a pastor, as a man of God, as an under-shepherd. My job and my wife's job is to watch over your soul. Yes, you will manifest some things in the earth realm. Yes, there will be some natural accomplishment of materialistic things, and there's some things that will happen in the natural. But can I remind you today that the spiritual and the invisible is so much more powerful than what we see with the natural eye. Glory be to God. While the church is in pursuit of the applause and affirmation of man, while the church is sometimes misled and in pursuit to prove so many people wrong that said they would not amount to nothing, that their church or their ministry would not manifest an effective work for God. Your job and my job is not to prove folk wrong. Your job and my job is to be of good courage and wait on the Lord. Again, I say wait. Glory be to God. They waited in the upper room. They were on one accord. They had one, glory be to God, mindset that we are going to wait here until the promise of what Jesus said come to us. Glory be to God. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And there's been a prophetic word over your life. And someday, when you get on your feet, you're going to simply say, this is that. Glory be to God. When you get married and when you walk down the aisle, you've been believing God for that husband. You've been believing God for that wife. You've been believing God to open up your womb. You've been believing God to give you financial stability and security. And when it comes to you, baby, all you're going to say is, this is that. Hallelujah. This, what I'm talking about, that I have in my possession right now, this which has manifested, it did not take a week, it did not take a month. Some things are going to take years maybe, but when you do get it, all you're going to say, glory be to God, like Peter when he raised up, he was in awe of God. All he could say is, this is that. Glory be to God. All Peter could say is, I'm giving Jesus the credit. I'm giving God the credit. This is nobody but the Lord's doing. These men are not drunk. It's early in the morning, and I have something to say about that, because there are some people that start drinking early. God saved them. God blessed them. God cured them from the spirit of drunkenness and alcoholism. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break and curse that spirit of alcoholism. People with a dependency on addiction to drugs. People with a dependency and a codependency on alcohol. Right now, I curse that spirit that's wrecking so many lives. I curse that spirit of drunkenness and intoxication. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I say set your people free from drinking beer in abundance, drinking wine and alcohol in abundance, being intoxicated and becoming drunk. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Free your people up. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I declare it over the life of the people of God because my life and my wife's life was radically changed when God told us to stop drinking. All I can give credit to is God for 18 years of marriage, but he told us one of the solutions to having a happy, long marriage is to put down the alcohol. And we obeyed God, and he's still blessing us today. But I'm here to get back to what Peter talked about. He said they're not drunk. He said, this is what's been prophesied. He said, this is God's word coming to pass. He said, what you are seeing, what you are witnessing, people speaking in an unknown tongue in some of your languages, and God allowed the supernatural word of tongues to come to a natural person, and those onlookers thought they were drunk and mad, and they said, what meaneth this? The gift of other tongues is a supernatural evidence that God is real. God will do the supernatural and clean up a crack addict and make them sober for the rest of their lives. God will remove the anger from many of our hearts. A supernatural occurrence to show others that God is real. God will take you from poverty to wealth. God will take you from sickness to health. God will take you from being sad to being glad because he supernaturally wants people to see that when you serve him, this can become that for you as well. Glory be to God. Peter stood up and he preached the first sermon. And the Bible says 3,000 people got saved, sanctified, born again, and Holy Ghost filled because they witnessed God's glory in the earth realm. Is that you today? I pray that that's you today, that you'll wait for the manifestation of God, that you will be patient and wait on the demonstration of God, that you will not try to get ahead of God like Sarah and Abraham when they went on and had the baby by Hagar. That was not God's will. And many of us sometimes get out of the will of God because we're not willing to wait. Maybe good things come to those who wait. I don't know why God wants us to wait in this season. I don't know why God is delaying some things, but when you do get it, you're going to be glad that you waited for it. When you do get it and when it comes, and it will come, you're going to appreciate it all the more. When you embrace it, when you possess it, when it does occur in your life, hear the Holy Ghost, you will appreciate the fact that you waited. There's so many people, pastor, who are getting anxious and they think their biological clock is ticking and running out, and people are becoming desperate. People are becoming so anxious instead of waiting on God and being of good courage. And again, I say wait. People are going ahead of God and they're running out of time, so they think. But I'm here to remind you, if you stay in the will of God, is going to be worth it. Peter and the 11 saw a miracle, witnessed a miracle, received a miracle because they were willing to wait on God. And sometimes when we wait, we have to learn how to wait with an expectation. Oh, I don't know who that's for, but that's for somebody. You know God is going to bless your ministry. You know God is going to send the laborers and the workers. You know God is going to send more than enough money. But in the meantime and in between time, you may struggle to pay the rent. You may struggle to pay the lease. You may struggle to pay your bills, but I'm here to tell you, like my wife preached it on Sunday, I hear the abundance of rain. It is raining right here in the state of New Jersey, and I hear supernaturally the abundance of rain, the abundance of blessings coming to you and my house. Do you hear that? Just hold your ear to heaven and hear what God is up to. Just quiet everything down. Turn off the music. Turn off the internet. Turn off the TV, all this reality nonsense, and hear the abundance of God trying to invade your life. Why so many don't believe the Bible, don't believe the Word of God anymore, walking away from the Word. You and I, those who tuned into this broadcast today, those who come on a weekly basis, those who continue to believe God in spite of what they see, God is going to honor you. If you don't be weary, if you don't faint in due season, I guarantee you, I promise you, I assure you that God is going to bless you beyond your wildest imaginations. I was listening to Steve Harvey, and while there's still a lot of controversy around his life, whether he's really saved, I don't know. That's up to God. He judges our heart. But I'm here to tell you he's being blessed publicly, and he's giving God the glory. His TV show, his game show got nominated for 2 Emmys, and he said somebody texted him that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. And I'm here to tell you God is no respecter of persons, whether it's Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, Steve Harvey. God is no respecter of persons. We see these people on TV and we say, yes, them, but not us. And I'm here to say to you, why not you? Why not me? Why not others? There are many people that God wants to bless, if not the same, even more. But as they believe God, we got to believe God. As they have waited on God, we got to wait on God. As they are still believing God for some bigger and greater things, you and I must believe and wait on God for bigger and greater things. Greater is coming to you, beloved. Hear God today. They waited, and we're still talking about Pentecost fire today because they waited. We have people now in the Pentecost church because they waited, and that simply means there's fire, there's energy, there's excitement, there's zeal, there's noise, there's a trumpet, there's a cymbal, there's a dance, there's radical praise. When you have Pentecost fire, there's a radicalness about how you serve God. That's what we bring in new creation. We don't mind raising our voice. When people are walking by the church, I'm sure they can hear us because we don't mind lifting our voices. We don't mind praising God with the top of our lungs. We don't mind opening up our mouths and giving God the praise. We don't mind running around the church. We don't mind shouting to God and having a voice of triumph and the voice of a trumpet. We unashamedly are going to praise our God. We unashamedly don't mind praising God. We make no apology for opening up our mouths and sounding radical and sounding crazy for Jesus. He's done too much for us to be quiet. He's done too much for us to be ashamed of him. He's done too much for you to be embarrassed of the grace of Almighty God that's on your life. Don't allow this world to put you to shame or embarrass you about who you serve and who you believe in. Don't let this world and your coworkers and the pressures of the ungodly put you in a box and you hush up only until Sunday morning. Now, don't go losing your job, speaking in tongues, and running around your workplace. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I work, and we got to use wisdom. There's a practical side to this walk. There's an intelligent side to this walk. There's a reality to this thing called life where you have to use common sense. You have to use good judgment. You have to use, in the name of Jesus, wisdom. We are parents. We are married. Some of us are business people and entrepreneurs. Some of us are the breadwinners for our family. Some of us are pastors in the fivefold ministry. We have to use intelligence. So even though we praise, even though we just lose it sometimes, God's saying, yeah, sometimes you got to do that. But when it's time to become reserved, when it's time to use wisdom, when it's time to sit down and articulate and express your vision and write down your thoughts. That's one thing I love about my wife, as she has published 5 books. She sat at that keyboard for hours and hours and hours, many weeks and many months, getting her thoughts together and rewriting, editing, publishing, putting forth the spirit of excellence with each book. She used intellect, how she formed it, chapter after chapter, verse after verse, paragraph after paragraph. That took intellect. That took ingenuity. That took being smart. You don't write 5 books without being smart. So as she's one of the biggest praisers in our church, she also knows how to use her wisdom. And that's what God is saying to you and I today. Have a balanced life. They were balanced enough for Peter to stand up and to say, this is that. He didn't keep speaking in tongues. Oh, I don't know who that's for. Although they had the gift of speaking in tongues, Peter spoke in plain English that this is that which was spoken by Joel. This is that which was spoken by the prophet. This is that. Peter spoke in a language that they could understand. And God is saying to you and I need you to know how to articulate your testimony. I need you to know how to tell people how good I am. I need you in the name of Jesus to articulate and to express in your own language who I am and to you and who I can be to others. People of God, God is saying to you and I, this is that. And sometimes, Pastor, what I'm finding is that sometimes it's hard to let go of the past. Sometimes you got to let go of the past to embrace your future. I'm going to say that again. My wife and I was motivational speakers, and we still are. And one of the things that I learned as I studied motivational speakers and I studied the art of those who inspire people, those who motivate people, they will always reiterate and emphasize, you got to learn how to let go of your past to embrace your future. And sometimes for many of us, it's hard to let go of the past. There's some things I had to let go of. There's some people I had to let go of. There's some memories and some things that I used to be fond of and found enjoyment out of. There's some things that I found comfort with that I had to let go and let God. There was a time when I had a problem, I used to run to a bar or run to get high or drunk or run to the wrong counsel. Now God is saying, all of you who get weary, burdened, and heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Some of us are still going to the wrong people. Some of us are still running to the wrong thing for the wrong answers. Many of us are still looking for love in all of the wrong places. I'm here to tell you, you need to go to God. Go to God for answers. Go and talk to your pastor. Go and get counsel from your pastor, your spiritual covering, your spiritual mom and dad. Go to your spiritual parents. Run stuff by the one that God has given you the ability to talk to, who you can trust in the spirit realm, the invisible realm. You know they're going to give you good godly advice and good godly counsel. Stop running by your problems by people that can't help you. That's one of the things, you know, sometimes I'm married and I've been married for 18 years, glory be to God. My wife and I are going to celebrate 19 years of marriage this year, 18 years of marriage this year. And one of the things that God has done in this season, he has put me along with some people that I respect who are married. Our apostle Tillery is married to Pastor Dawn Tillery, our spiritual parents, and I respect their marriage. I look and I honor their marriage, and I see how they interact with one another. I see the love that they have and the care that they have for one another. And in the body of Christ, we need to see marriages that are working. We need to see the Bible and the Word of God working in people's lives as they raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We need to see people who trust God, that God is working in their lives. And as we begin to let go of the past and embrace our future and begin to sit and wait on the Lord, I'm here to tell you, you're going to receive everything that God has for you. See, please understand, I'm almost done. But they had to wait for Pentecost fire. They had to wait for the Holy Ghost. They had to be patient and wait for the promise of Jesus to their lives. But you and I, once we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and we confessed it publicly or we confessed it privately to the air, I'm here to tell you, you instantaneously receive the Holy Ghost. That's why my wife and I believe if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything had become new in their lives. That scripture, when you became saved, when you became born again, when you got delivered and set free from the enemy of this world, you were saved. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 came alive in your life. You no longer was that old man or that old woman, but you became new right away. But now your soul, your emotions, your thoughts, the way you think, the way you act, your character, the way you behave, your personality, all that stuff now got to become under the blood. Your tendencies, your habits, your traits, the way you are, your habits, all that, your soul now has to be taught how to line up with your spirit. And your body, which has a mind of its own, this flesh wants to be satisfied when it wants to be satisfied, but you must make your flesh. Paul said, I beat my body into subjection. He said, I beat my body into be obedient. Paul said, I take every thought captive and make it obedient to that of Christ. And sometimes you got to make your body obey. Sometimes you got to make your mind obey. Sometimes you got to make yourself obey. When you don't feel like going to church, go to church anyway. When you don't feel like praying, pray anyway. When you look at your bills and they're insurmountable and that devil is telling you not to tithe, not to give an offering, not to bless your man and woman of God, don't listen to that voice. You don't have enough to pay all those bills anyway. Honor God with the tithe. Honor God with the tenth. He gave you that job. He gave you that increase. He gave you those benefits. He gave you a way out of no way. But he said, bring the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And he goes on to say, watch this, beloved, and prove me not. That's simply what I'm talking about today. He said, prove me not, and I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. Even as I talk to you, I celebrated 26 years of employment, and one of the things, I got this gift from our company. It was a watch that they gave me, and it was a beautiful watch, and they're going to give me that watch for 25 years. Of service, and it's a beautiful men's watch, and it's just a token of their appreciation of what I meant to the company over the years. But I know God gave me this job. I thank him for the watch. I thank him for the pension that I'm going to receive. I thank him for my portfolio that continues to grow. I thank God for increase in every area of my life. New Creation Church is being blessed. And it is growing. People are coming. Families are coming. People are being blessed at New Creation Church. We are there in the city of Elizabeth. Marriages are being blessed. Lives are being changed. our children are going to college. They're graduating from high school. They're being promoted to the next grade. People are getting jobs. People are getting housing. God is turning relationships around. We're hearing about testimonies of people being healed. God is blessing New Creation Church. And I'm here to tell you, God is no respecter of persons. He's blessing my wife. He's blessing me. He's blessing our church family. And God wants to bless you as well. But we got to do like these 12 men. It was actually 120 in the upper room. There should have been a lot more people in that upper room. It should have been so crowded that they were outside of the building waiting for the promise of God. But like so many people in our day who don't want to go to church anymore, who don't want to believe the word of God anymore, God is going to honor those who continue to honor him. So our popularity and sometimes the multitude are not waiting and believing and trusting and putting their faith back in God, I'm here to remind you, don't walk away from God. Don't quit on God. Don't give up on God. God will not give up on you. If you're a pastor, keep preaching. I don't care if the church dwindles down to you and your family. Just keep preaching the gospel. I don't care if you lose your building and they put you out. Keep preaching the gospel. I don't care if every person walk away from your vision. Keep preaching. Keep teaching. Keep praying. Keep trusting God. If that husband doesn't want you anymore, if that wife doesn't want you anymore, if those friends that you trusted walk away, I'm here to remind you. He says, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. So will you line up with me today? Will you try to hang in like I will today? Will you trust God until the very end? The Apostle Paul, when he told Timothy and Titus and his sons in the faith, now I'm being poured out like a drink offering. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have run my race. Hear his words. You can't run nobody else's race. I can't look at another pastor being blessed and compare myself to them. I got to run my race. I can't look at how many churches are closing down. I got to run my race. I can't look at how many pastors don't want to pastor anymore. I have to run my race. And you got to run your race. There's purpose on your life. God has called you to a specific task. God has a mandate and a purpose on your life. My wife and I, sometimes we get frustrated. We just going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Sometimes I get discouraged and just want to throw in the towel. Sometimes I want to quit. I'm saying, God, I don't see none of what you're showing me. Well, actually, I always see some of what he's showing me. Because I remind people and I always remind myself, count your blessings. There's always something God is going to show you. He woke you up this morning, didn't he? I don't know who that's for right there. But my alarm clock went off. I hit the button to shut it off so I would not wake up my family. And I know that clock didn't wake me up, but God gave me another day. That means he's not done with me. That means he still wants to bless my church. That means he still wants to bless my marriage. That means he still wants to bless my family. That means he still wants to continue to bless me because he gave me another day in the land of the living. How about you? I know the marriage may be not be what you want it to be. I know the church may not have manifested to what you want it to be. I know that you're still struggling to find housing and employment. And that special mate that you want to live the rest of your life with. I know sometimes it's hard to get ministry and your endeavor and your dreams off the ground. But please be reminded, and don't miss the obvious, that he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He kept a roof over your head last night. He put those shoes on your feet that you're wearing right now. He clothed you not just with apparel on your back, but he clothed you in your right mind in spite of what you've been through in this thing called life. Who am I talking to today? I'm so grateful to God. I can't tell my whole story. My wife know what I've been through. Many of you know what I've been through. I'll be 50 years old this year. And I tell people that. Pastor, people sometimes make me laugh when they say, if it be the Lord's will or if the Lord be willing, I'll see 50 this year. No, that's not coming out of my mouth. I will be 50 years old this year. August the 19th, I'll live to see that day. I know it sounds spiritual. I know it's up to God to keep me alive till then, but I'm not going to speak negative words out of my mouth. I'm not going to give the devil an inch to plant doubt in my mouth that I won't live to be 50. Yes, I will live to be 50 and beyond that. So I believe the Bible says God wants to satisfy you and I with long life. Long life. Pastor, I'm going to give this thing back to you, but this is that. That's all I got to say to the devil. This is that. Pastor, are you there? Do you agree with me?
Amen. That this is hallelujah. That. Amen. This that. Is that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, my God. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, my God. Prophecy is coming to pass. This is that. That is powerful. Pastor Anthony, thank you so much for reminding us that this is that, that what God has spoken to us will surely come to pass. Though it tarry, we will wait on it. Amen. And there are some things that are definite in our lives that God is going to do. He promised that he would satisfy us with long life. Amen. And I'm laughing at our pastor, Reverend Doris Dorsey in the chat room, and she's declaring and saying the same thing. She says she will be 58. Amen. So she is saying that she's going to be 58 this year. You're going to be 50. I will be 51 this year. And we are going to take advantage of the long life that God has promised us. To God be the glory. Amen. Powerful word. God bless you, Reverend Dorsey. God bless you, Sister Maria, and all who are in the sanctuary on today. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. What a powerful word, Pastor Anthony. I'm telling you, I was about to run. I got so excited while you were preaching that word on today. Amen. I want you to go ahead and do an altar call and pray if the Lord leads you for those who are standing in the need of prayer on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on. Looks like we lost Pastor Anthony. Amen. We want to make sure that everybody here under the sound of our voice is saved. God came and lived and died so that we could have life and have that life more abundantly. Pastor Emily, are you with us? Amen. And if you, the Bible says, if you believe in your heart and confess
with
your
mouth. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, the enemy tried to come up in there, but we're going to pray salvation. For those of you who don't know Christ, you're not a Christian, you never confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God. He came, he died for our sins and your sins. If you believe with your mouth and confess with your mouth and your heart, you are born again, you are saved, and these promises that I talked about today are for you. So just say this with me, Lord Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my God.
Yes.
Forgive me of my sins. Teach me your ways. Order my steps through your word. Help me to trust you. Help me to live for you. I receive you today as my personal Lord and Savior. Jesus. Yes. If you said that, you were saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Emily, go ahead and pray for those who are here. We have quite a few people here with us listening. If you would just go ahead and pray as the Lord leads you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a peculiar hour in which we are living, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So much is happening in our world as we look to our politicians, our leaders of this nation, as we look at the culture and the social movements that are taking place in our lifetime, in the name of Jesus. And many in the body of Christ are being discouraged and frustrated in this moment. But, Lord, I pray that you encourage their hearts on today. I pray that you give them strength when they feel weak. I pray in the name of Jesus that you see and catch every tear in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, everything, every disappointing and discouraging moment, Father God, allow it to be a Romans 8:28 moment that all things are going to work together for their good. And right now, increase our faith. As your disciples said, increase our faith. Increase all of our faith as we are on this line tonight, today, in the name of Jesus. Father God, to every man have been given a measure of faith. And right now, stir up the gift of God in every believer. You said your gifts will make room for you and put you before great men. So I thank you for those who are gifted. In the name of Jesus, by the anointing of Almighty God, that, Lord, you will bless every endeavor. You'll make every goal, every dream come to pass. And, Father God, you'll allow even the warfare that we go through and the enemy that we face, which is the devil, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. So I pray over your people that you will keep them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Emily, thank you so much. The chat room is just this live. Reverend Dorsey's been holding down the chat room. She made a comment, thank God for the powerful word, preach word on today. So we thank God for her being with us. Amen. And everybody else that's with us, listen, be encouraged no matter what you're walking through. Know that you're not alone. God said he would never leave you, he would never forsake you, but he's always with you. And even better than that, you have to know that God is manifesting his promises in your life. Remember, this is that which was spoken of. This is that. You're about to walk into divine manifestation. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you be a blessing to this ministry. If this ministry is a blessing to you, you can sow a seed into this ministry by going to our website, nccmonline.org, or sending the check or money order to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And you can send that to New Creation Christian Ministries. Come and fellowship with us. We have services every Wednesday night. We will not be in the sanctuary on tonight. Our daughter has a concert, and we are going to be at her concert on tonight. Tonight is the 8th, I believe, of May, so we will not be in the sanctuary on tonight, but we will be there on next Wednesday. So we look forward to you coming out on Wednesday night at 7:30. We are on Ustream. You can find us under New Creation Christian Ministries or NCCM, the Kingdom Church, NCCM, the Kingdom Church. Better yet, go to my Facebook page, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and connect with me there, or go to the New Creation Christian Ministries page on Facebook and like our page so that you can be kept abreast of everything that's going on in the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Sunday morning is Mother's Day. We look forward to seeing you on Mother's Day. Bring your mother out for a powerful preach word on Mother's Day. That's this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. We have something for every mother that comes through the door. So we're excited about what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's it for me, Pastor Anthony. I don't know if you have any other announcements before we go down from here. If not, you could just go ahead and give us the benediction.
Amen. I just want to extend also a warm happy Mother's Day to every mother. What will we do without our mothers? Glory be to God. My mother is with Jesus, and I'm missing her dearly. But my wife's mother is here, and she's a mom to me. And I just thank God for every mother. Have a great and happy Mother's Day. Make this Mother's Day your Mother's Day. go to dinner and enjoy your children, your grandchildren showering you with love in the name of Jesus. We love you, Mother, and have a good Mother's Day. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling, the all-wise God, power, dominion, authority given unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the peace of God be yours, the joy of the Lord be your strength, and the love of God be yours, hence now and forever. Go and serve your God unashamedly. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
My mind searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go, oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go.
Let God.
Oh, let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.